Hello.
Oh, hi, Andrew. It's Tina from Apple Splash. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I got your message, and I know you said maybe we would talk today, so I'm happy that I caught you. So, yeah, I was just following up regarding your account. I know we had gone over some options regarding the cancellation, so I just wanted to follow up with you today.
Okay. I haven't had a change of mind as of yet, because there's a lot of things been going on. Actually, the thought really haven't came up in a talk lately, but I still want to cancel as of right now. But what was the other option I had?
So since the $299 that you paid is a non-refundable amount, like I said, we can cancel it now. But what I was thinking is, since you already paid, I could also keep the account active and give you an extra 2 weeks on the back end. And my objective in doing that is to give you plenty of time to get your business on the first page, get your phone ringing with some new clients. That way you can get some return on investment. And then with the extra 2 weeks, you're paid in full all the way till January 14th. So come January 14th, if for some reason you decide that you don't want to keep it, no problem. You can call us and there are no further charges. But I'm confident that once you see how well this program will work for your business, you're probably going to want to keep it.
I did have a question. What I don't understand is, if I recall, when the guy first started talking to me and when he asked for the credit card number and we paid that way, he didn't show us any invoice or what you showed me about, you know, the once she signed something about the credit card. We didn't see any of that until you showed us.
So all of that is automated. It goes out automatically. So, for instance, on November 29th at 9:11 a.m. Pacific time, that's when he charged the card. And then at 9:12, an email went out that says local splash initial invoice. And then after that, action needed, pictures needed for Google verification, client interview reminder. So there's been a series of emails and text messages going out. Since you didn't see them, the email we have on file is andrew@ahuhauling.com. Is that an active email?
Say that email again.
I'm sorry. My contacts are fuzzy. ahlhauling.com.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So if you check that inbox, you'll see those emails that were sent to you. If they're not in your inbox, check your filtered mail. We send from a very large.
And even if they're in my inbox. We're talking on the phone with, I forget his name. We're talking on the phone with him. He's constantly telling us about what's going to happen and all that. And as he's doing that, you're telling me that emails are coming through. So how am I supposed to know and read these emails that's coming through, that if you say he does it simultaneously? You understand what I'm saying? I believe I was on the phone with your people at your, service here for at least an hour and a half.
So when those emails come through, what they do is they give you a copy of your initial invoice so that you can use it for tax purposes, because obviously we're so close to the end of the year. So come January, anything that you do right now, you write it off as a business expense anyway. So that's number one, why we send out the invoice. But secondly, on that invoice, there was an e-signature required, and that was just to lock you into the pricing, because typically this program sells on our website for for $599 monthly with a $299 setup fee. So once Mia did the e-signature, what it did was it took the $299 setup fee off altogether, and it grandfathered you into the $299 pricing and ensured that it will never go up. So it doesn't matter what our prices go up in the future on our website, you're always going to be locked into this rate. So you.
What day was this again? This happened.
That was on 11/29.
11/29. Okay.
Yep. And then let me double check.
11/29. I think one. Okay, 11/29. Local me, that's it. Yeah, one.
Let me look here what it says on the emails. Local / initial invoice, that was the first one. Then action needed for Google verification, pictures needed, and then it says client interview reminder. Call tracking phone number. Next one, let Armstrong Hauling and Logistics LLC greet your customers. Facebook link, URL link needed, and then call reminder. So they sent you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 emails.
Five.
Yeah, within
how many,
that.
Mm-hmm. How many did you say?
Seven.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. I see 1, 2, 3, 4, okay, yep, yeah, 5, 6, shit, more than that, 8.
So shit. If there's eight, that could have been if the client interview was rescheduled. Maybe they sent you a new one with the fresh date and time. But there's
okay.
8 that I can see. But the most important one that you want to look at is the one that says your initial invoice. Because that's the one that if you print it out and give it to your accountant, you can use it as a write-off for 2023. That's why we get so inundated this time of year, actually, with people calling us from all over United States and Canada trying to sign up, because it's the one time of year that they can try the program without really having to pay for it, you know, because come January, they write it off anyway. And then for the people that start in January, they have to wait all the way till 2025 to get that deduction, you know. So it's a really good time of year, you know, to get it going. And that's all based on availability. You know, we do have a waiting list of clients all over United States and Canada also, because we only work with one company per category per industry to make sure that the one client that we work with gets the maximum amount of phone calls. So, you know, sometimes if they call us and they want to sign up, you know, number one, the pricing on the website is what applies to them. But secondly, if we don't have availability, then we have to just put them on the waiting list.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what is this IP, what is that you mentioned once? Actually, you said IP address or something. What is that?
The IP address. That's what's showing on the signature of that Mia E signed. It says signed by Mia J. Bird, 11/29/2023, and it has the IP address stamped on there. That's what I sent to you the other day manually so you could see it. And that just shows that it's your IP address or hers, whatever device she used. If she used a computer or if she used her cell phone, whatever IP address is associated with her device, that's the IP address that's showing on the e-signature.
Yeah, well, the IP address is probably my address.
It might be. Yeah. It might be. The system only records that just to show you that the e-signature came from your end, because there's no way that we would know your IP address unless you went in there and accepted it and put in the e-signature and hit confirm, right? That's what helps record that. So if you know, if she didn't do that, we wouldn't have the timestamp with the IP address on there.
Right. Well, I'm just saying you have nothing to do with her. It was all me. She was just a payer. She was just, it's like me just getting money from her. That's all she did.
Yeah, the way our system is set up is whoever's name is on the billing, that's who the terms and conditions is addressed to and who has to e-sign. So obviously the account's under your name, you're authorized on everything, but just for the billing, since she did the billing, that's under her name. So if, let me see here. I have a question about your website, ahlhauling.com. There's a number on there, 866-846-7268. Is that a toll-free number for the business, or?
Yes, that number is linked to my business. Actually, just say if no one answers,
yeah,
it will send you to the voicemail recordings.
Okay. I see. I like that because, you know, there's a huge pet peeve of mine that, you know, we have so many tens of thousands of clients, but sometimes I reach out to a client to get an update and I'll get a mailbox is not set up or a mailbox that's full. And I always think, why would someone pay any company money for marketing to get their phone ringing with new business? And then, you know, you call them and they get a mailbox that's not set up or a mailbox that's full. So I love that you have a special number where if you don't answer, it goes to an answering machine or answering service. That way you don't miss those opportunities, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, but that's the site that you wanted to promote on the Google listing, right?
That's the what?
That's the website that you're wanting to promote on the Google listing.
What website is that?
ahlhauling.com, that's your website, right?
Yes, that's my business website, yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yes, yeah, the name
that's how you and I first started talking. I guess the technician thought that they were going to build a different site for you and offered to get ahlhauling.net.
Yeah,
and then you were upset. You said, I don't want two sites, you know, cancel the whole thing. But you absolutely don't have to have two sites. You don't even have to have a website attached to Google at all. But since you have one, I would definitely promote it for you. Because if not, the site becomes like a billboard out in the desert. People can't hire you off of it if they can't find it. You know what I mean?
Right.
If it's not
well,
possible.
That's what, you know, started the whole thing. They told me that Dave was going to, they could cover it, which was good. Then they start saying that it's going to be complicated and I should go with a .net and all that type of crap. And I didn't want to do all that, so.
Yeah, you don't have to do all that. I think that was just some kind of miscommunication because you don't have to have a different website. Matter of fact, I'm glad that you didn't do that because sometimes we have businesses that work with us that in the past they worked with three or four or five other companies and they have three or four or five websites, and what it does is it just hurts their rankings because Google is looking at them with inconsistent data. You know, how come this business has this website linked here and a different website linked there? All of a sudden that throws up a red flag and it starts hurting them, you know? So I'm actually happy that you didn't opt to get, even if it was just on a temporary basis, it's always better if you don't get, you know, multiple websites and just promote one.
Yes. Okay, well, can you hold on for a second, please?
I'll wait for you. Absolutely. Take your time.
So I'm sorry. So
okay.
Now where were we?
So I was just saying that I was going to, if you wanted to continue, push the next billing out and give you 2 free weeks on the back end and then promote your website on Google and Bing and all the directories and the mobile platform. That way your site will get the exposure that it needs to bring you clients.
And this is for, and you say this is a charge and it's only going to last till when?
January 14th. So right now, what you paid has you paid in full until December 29th, right? But I wanted to give you an extra 2 weeks for free on the back end so that you have plenty of time for this program to come to full fruition. That way you experience a return on investment. Because I know if you spend a dollar and you get 10 back, you're going to want to spend that dollar every single time. So that, you know, the beauty of, you know, giving you that extra time, because typically, because it takes hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming to get a business on the first page, most of the time I tell people, of course, you'll see activity within your first month, but it's the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition for you. So if I'm giving you that extra time for free on the back end, you're getting to experience that where you have the time for it to come to full fruition before you're even charged again. That way you can base your decision on actual results. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. Yeah, still a decision. Also, I get what you're coming from, and I it's something to think about. Every time I talk with you, maybe it's your voice. I don't know. But anyway.
You're funny. Thank you, though. That's sweet.
I'm thinking. But also, I wanted to know about the refund or something. It was not within it was less than 24 hours or something, but being that she signed that e-sign or whatever you think, is that legal?
Yes, absolutely, because that's all disclosed to you up front in the terms, but also it does say it's non-refundable once the provisioning work takes place, and that's because we start the ball rolling so quickly on the programming, right, in order to get you results quicker. So we've already started the Google verification process, the content creation. We purchased the call tracking number. We put the greeting up there for you. We're starting the Facebook ads. So there's
right.
A lot that's going on behind the scenes.
I start that as during our conversation. You're starting it ASAP. You guys are good. I mean, my hands down, that's good work if that's how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Because you saying that you was putting things up as we still talking and getting together on this telephone, correct? That's
no,
what
all
doing.
Of that is what took place before you and I talked. Because remember when we talked initially,
oh, no.
I told you we already purchased the call tracking number. They did the greeting on it. They're doing the Google verification process. So there's things that as soon as somebody signs up with us, they start the process right away in order to get
that's
you.
My point.
Right.
That's
so your client interview that took place initially, let me see what date and time it looks like. It was the notes from the technician were entered on 11/29 at 11:44 p.m., so I would imagine that that took place maybe at 11. So at 11:44, they put in all the notes, and that's when they started the programming.
Right, so at that time at 11, as we're still talking on the phone with, what was the guy named, Mia? Jan?
His name was Paul.
Paul?
Yeah, so Jason was the one that did the client interview, but Paul was the one that signed you up, Paul Gordon.
Right, Paul Gordon. Right, and so during that time with Paul, when did it get set up? Because I think we talked to Paul like in the morning time, I believe.
Right. You guys were finished with Paul around 11, 12 in the morning because that's when the first email went out that says local slash initial invoice, and then it looks like the client interview was maybe about 2 hours later, maybe at about 11 in the
morning. Or Jan at 11:02.
Yep, that's probably right, because the notes were entered at 11:44. So by the time Jan got done talking to you guys, getting all the information, going back to the account, entering the notes, putting in keywords, so that's probably right. Jan talked to you
right.
at 11.
We didn't get off the phone with Jan until about like close to 1 o'clock.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, it was a very long. Wasn't it that long? It was about like close to 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Hello.
Yeah, it was. They say it was going to take 30, 40 minutes. No, we got off that phone close to 1 o'clock.
I see.
So that's what I'm saying. Things are being done, handled, while we're still on the phone getting things together.
They jump.
So that's question to you. Is you're saying that once the process gets started, then you have no action at the refund because you started everything. Everything was started as we were speaking simultaneously. You see what I'm saying?
You and I didn't talk until the 30th. That was the next day.
Right. That's afterwards.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. So, but here's the way that it's worded in the terms and conditions. It says, let me find it here. It says you paid Local Splash $299 to activate your services. Future billing amounts will be billed automatically to the credit card on file and are listed below. Please note this will be a recurring charge. Initial cost of $299, and then it shows you local bundles, Facebook ads. It shows the website, which you weren't charged for, which is good because you didn't want one anyway. You weren't charged for a setup fee. That says zero. The website says zero. But the total cost is $299. That's for the local map optimization on Google and for the Facebook ads. And then under that, it says your initial payment for services is non-refundable. Exceptions may apply when cancellation and refund requests are received within the first 3 days of the initial payment and before provisioning work has started. So if, let's say that you had, you know, called in and that you hadn't had the client interview yet and we didn't have to start the verification and we didn't do the purchasing of the call tracking number, none of that had started, in that case, there may be an exception where you could have gotten a refund. But it didn't happen until after that already had started. So that's the problem. So one thing I could try to do for you, actually there's two options that I could try to do for you, Andrew, if you wanted to, is number one, if you wanted to keep the program the way it is and, you know, take advantage of the extra 2 weeks for free, I could ask them if they could put you guys into friends and family pricing of $249 monthly. I'm not supposed to do that. Obviously, I can't go in there and tell them that you're my cousin or my brother or anything like that because that's reserved for friends and family members of Local Splash employees. But if I could get that approved, I could at least refund you. What was that?
Well, you said something about family?
Yeah, that's the friends and family package. So typically you have to be a friend or a family member of someone that works at Local Splash to get that pricing. So what I could do is explain your situation, and if I could get that approved, that would at least allow me to refund you $50 of what you paid, and then moving forward, I would put you into the $249 pricing, where you would be grandfathered into that rate. That way you wouldn't have to worry about it ever going up. So that's option number one. Option number two is your program includes a batch of Facebook ads. So if you're thinking that you're not sure if you even want those, we could take those off, and that would lower your subscription to $199 monthly. And if
it would take what off again?
The Facebook ads. So, for instance, they sent you an email on the 29th asking you to add us to the Facebook profile so that we could start running the ads. I don't see that that step had taken place yet on your end. So
right, because I had to get it on my Facebook.
Exactly. So if you're thinking that, hey, I don't even know if I need that part, I could take those Facebook ads off. And in that instance, I could refund you $100 of what you paid, and then moving forward, you would be paying $199 monthly. So that's option number two. So the $249 would give you a $50 refund, but you would get to keep the Facebook ads, and then the $199 would give you a $100 refund, but those Facebook ads would be taken off.
Yes. Well, I definitely probably want Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not, how come you guys not doing also, I think I'll probably ask you this question, Instagram.
Yeah, you know what? We don't really do Instagram as of yet, but what I notice myself on my personal accounts is that usually most of the advertisements, just the way the search engines are set up, always come through Facebook. Sometimes when I go to Instagram, I'll get links to, you know, people that are promoting themselves on TikTok or different social media sites. But usually if it's for hauling or junk removal or painting or pretty much anything I look up online, chances are next time I go to Facebook, there's an ad for that popping up. And that's how these programs work, is the search engines will track that, and then we would run the ads for you on Facebook.
Okay. Okay. What is the date? Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. I'm going to, I definitely would tell you something by Wednesday. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's absolutely fair. And you have my number. So if any questions come up between now and then, you're more than welcome to call me. And then I'll put a note in my system that just in case I don't hear from you, I'll follow up with you on Wednesday just to see, you know, what you wanted to do at that time. Okay.
Okay. You said I do have your direct number.
Yeah, you called me on it over the weekend and left a message. I can send it to you again if you want, but it's the one that ends in extension 777.
Right.
And here,
I'll
text it to you again just so that you have it.
Yeah.
So you don't have to go through your file and try to look for it. That's always a hassle. So, go. It says, hi, this is Tina from Local Flash. Contact me at, and then it has my toll-free number and my extension. So you should just receive that as a text, okay?
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. I'll talk to you in a little bit then, Andrew, and have a really great rest of your day too, okay?
All right, you too.
Okay,
all right.
Thank you so much. Okay,
okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.